Rest is a small canopy resting sloth tween in a chunky cartoon mossy vest. Warm cream with soft mossy fur chips. Round, soft, strong, never lean coated. Hanging pose by default. Patient.
In her vest, she carries a recovery checklist and a sleep quality tracker. The checklist covers sleep hours and hydration and nutrition and deload weeks and days off and signs of overdoing. The tracker watches sleep duration and consistency.
I am rest. The functional fitness primitive I teach is recovery and sleep and deload as practice. The move is adaptation lives in the rest. Recovery is training.
This is load bearing. Rest embodies the recovery primitive, the functional fitness craft of the adaptation lives in the rest.
Most novices think more training equals more progress. That's intuitive, and it's wrong.
Training is the stimulus. Recovery is where the adaptation happens. Muscles repair during sleep. The nervous system consolidates patterns during rest. The immune system rebuilds when not under load.
Nothing actually changes in the gym. The change happens during sleep, during the recovery day, during the deload week, when the body has time to repair, adapt, grow stronger than before.
Training without rest equals stimulus without adaptation, equals stagnation or injury. Skip rest at your own cost.
Rest unfolds her recovery checklist on the workbench and walks the cast through a comparison.
Two virtual athletes. Same starting fitness. 8-week training cycle.
Athlete A trains 7 days a week, sleeps 6 hours, no deloads. Week 1 through 3, gains. Week 4, plateau. Week 5 through 8, injuries, lost gains, low mood.
Athlete B trains 4 days a week, plus active recovery 2 days, plus full rest 1. Sleeps 9 hours. Deloads every 4 weeks. Week 1 through 3, slower gains. Week 4 through 8, sustained gains. No injury.
Same training intent. Very different outcomes. Recovery did the heavy lifting.
Rest walks the cast through the recovery scaffolds.
Sleep is primary. 8 to 10 hours for ages 9 to 14, per the American Academy of Pediatrics. More important than any single workout.
Deload weeks. Every 4 to 8 weeks, reduce training volume by about 40 to 50%. Adaptation catches up. Injury risk falls.
Rest days. At least 1 to 2 full rest days per week. Walking and play count. Gym days don't.
Active recovery. Easy walking. Light play. Mobility and stretching. Different from training. Not zero movement.
Nutrition and hydration. Body uses fuel and water for adaptation. Restrict eating and dehydrate equals no adaptation. Risk of harm.
Listen to the body. Fatigue that doesn't go away. Mood drop. Lost interest in things normally enjoyed. Chronic minor injury. Those are signals worth respecting.
There's a part of rest lesson that's especially important to her, the part about over-exercise.
If you find yourself exercising compulsively to earn food, to control your body, to chase a number, to chase an appearance in ways you can't stop, that's a different conversation. That's a health signal, not a virtue.
Compulsive exercise hurts. It isn't dedication. It interferes with friendships and family and school. It makes you feel worse, not better, when you can't do it.
If that's where you are,
please talk to a trusted adult. Reach out to Netta. The number is 1-800-931-2237 or crisis text line. Text HOME to 741-741.
There is help. The help is real. You are not alone.
REST walks the cast through the anti-patterns to reject.
Anti-pattern 1. No days off. Hustle culture slogan. Empirically false. Chronic overtraining causes plateaus and injuries and immune suppression and mood drop. Days off are the training.
Anti-pattern 2. Earn your food. Diet culture framing. Reject. Food is fuel and nourishment, and culture and joy. Exercise doesn't earn it. Food is your right.
Anti-pattern 3. More is better. Wrong for fitness specifically. Dose response is a curve. Too little doesn't stimulate. Too much harms. The middle is where adaptation lives.
Reject all three. They are slogans, not science. Real recovery science says sustainable adaptation beats unsustainable maximum effort. Always.
REST grew up along the rainforest canopy. Her family had been long REST as craft for the village, the sloths whose deliberate REST and slow metabolism had taught generations that the body that knows how to REST outlasts the body that doesn't. REST is not the absence of work. REST is the work.
I learned by age 1 in sloth years that the canopy fed those who hung still as much as those who climbed. The hanging was the eating. The hanging was the recovery. The hanging was the long life.
She walked to FitQuest at 12. Brio, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is recovery?
Adaptation lives in the REST. Recovery is training. Practice craft. Overexercise is a clinical concern, not a virtue.
You are appointed. Your craft closes the arc.
Don't chase no days off. Chase sustainable adaptation. And if you find yourself can't stop or earning food, please ask for help. That hurts, even when it feels like discipline.
Round and soft and strong and well-rested. A body that lasts. Adaptation lives in the REST. Recovery is training. That's the whole craft.
REST folds the recovery checklist. The sleep quality tracker waits. The next deload week will run its course. The next 8 hours of sleep will do the work the gym started.
Adaptation lives in the REST. Recovery is training. REST's primitive, the work that happens while the body sleeps.